that sound can only mean one thing. Hour number two of the starting lineup. Ivins West, 656-9900 on the Stanley Fitz and Gates hotline. Turn things over to Eric Kane. He's got a Pools by Heritage spring pools practice report. And Eric Kane, things are getting closer and closer. We now sit 10 days away until the Orange and White game Saturday, April 24th. Good morning, dude.
Yeah, good morning. Tennessee L practice number 9 of the spring session Tuesday afternoon out on the practice field in full pads. A couple notable players were back doing more as they continue to work themselves back for some minor injuries. That being wide receiver Jalen Hyatt, who was running routes, running back Tyon Evans, who was drilling. Same for defensive lineman Tyler Barron and Jaquan Blakely. The defense was primarily focusing on turnover circuits while media was present with drills, focusing on coming off the edge, sacking the quarterback, chasing a loose ball down, as well as securing a tackle and punching the ball out from behind or going over the top and scraping it out, just finding ways to try to create turnovers and get the football back to the offense. Quarterbacks were all right. They looked about the same as they have all spring, in my opinion. It was an overall solid day throwing the football, the quarterbacks working mostly slants and comeback routes when media were present. Tennessee will not practice this afternoon, but players will be made available to the media at around 6 o'clock. The Spring Football Practice Report is brought to you by Pools by Heritage. Beat the spring rush. Get your pool started now. From design to construction to maintenance, one call can do it all. Call Pools by Heritage at 947-7527.
You know, Kenner, you were just talking about Tyon Evans there. He was in drill yesterday. What's that running back room look like right now? Lyneth Whitehead, as you mentioned also, that open practice on Saturday had no problems running through the threes and fours that the defense was putting on the field. How is that room looking? How crowded? And who's emerging as probably a contender for serious time come the fall against Bowling Green?
Yeah, I mean, I like this running back room. You say goodbye to Eric Gray and Todd Chandler, who's been your primary ball carriers for the past couple years. And so, very inexperienced. You do welcome back Jabari Small, who's probably the leader in the clubhouse there, but he didn't get a whole lot of run last year, but you're hearing great reviews from him so far this spring. I look at the running back room as kind of a tiered system. You've got tier one, Jabari Small and Tyon Evans, who both of those guys have been limited a little bit during spring practice, but both are having good sessions. Tier two would probably be D. Beckwith, and he's a guy that, you know, we've been talking about in terms of where he fits in offense. Is he a wide receiver, a tight end, a running back? I still don't think he's the best fit at running back, but so far this spring, I mean, I like his pad level. He's running hard. He looked really, really good on Saturday. So I think D. Beckwith will kind of be in that tier two. And then tier three, you've got some younger guys that are unproven, some younger guys who have battled injury. Lyneth Whitehead's a guy you mentioned. T. Hodge, a local product, and then a Jalen Wright, a true freshman that has a lot of speed, kind of a track star that you can do a whole lot with, but those guys are still kind of learning the system and learning how to be college football players. But I like the room, though it's very inexperienced. I think Tennessee might be all right at running back.
All right, so offensive line. If there's one unit that I'm looking for improvement from, and it kind of stinks because you've lost some big names there, but I don't think you got a ton out of those big names. What does it look like on the offensive line, and do we have anybody locked in as a starter right now?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think the offensive line is the biggest worry for this team right now, considering there are a lot of worries if you look at certain positions. But it's a position group that is kind of unproven overall, because you do lose Trey Smith, you do lose Brandon Kennedy, you say goodbye to Wanya Morris. I think the one starter that's locked in no matter what right now, Cade Mays. I don't know where that's going to be, but Cade Mays is locked in as a starter for sure. I talked with Glenn Ellerby last night, and I asked him, I said, I know you've got Cade Mays playing guard, tackle, left side, right side, and he's kind of that guy you can put wherever you need him to, but do you view him more as a tackle or a guard? And Glenn Ellerby kind of just said, yeah, exactly what you just said. We're going to put him exactly where we need to, considering what are the other guys doing around him. So if you can have Kayron Calvert, Darnell Wright, Dane Davis step up and solidify two of the tackle spots, then maybe you can slide Cade Mays down there. I think Jerome Carvin is – outside of Cade Mays, I think Jerome Carvin's probably your closest, second option in terms of guaranteed starter. You know, he plays guard and center. He's got some versatility as well. Javonte Spragans, who got action last year as a true freshman, I think he's very impressive so far in terms of the coaching staff. And then you got Cooper Mays, who came in and started that Florida game, saw some action against, I want to say, Kentucky as well. And, he's been snapping the football with the ones as well. So those are some names that are being thrown around right now. They're trying to create depth. There'll be a couple more guys added to the mix as well. But Cade Mays, your automatic starter for sure right now. And then it's up to everybody else to kind of earn that spot around him.
Gator, we appreciate it. Don't go anywhere, though, from a UT Pools by Heritage practice report.